Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. First quarter earnings of $67 million for 2013, owned and managed assets at $19.4 billion, over a 5% increase from a year ago. Farm Credit MidAmerica President and CEO Bill Johnson says despite the drought of 2012, the situation sets up well for this year.
Even with the drought, it was still with prices and what yields we had, it was still a very good year overall, as our livestock producers did well also. And I think this year, our volume is a little behind going out, and that's primarily weather related as well. But it's also good from the standpoint it shows that our customers are rebuilding their working capital. They're paying for expenses before borrowing. And we think that's very important for long-term success for agriculture.
On that front, with current low interest rates, the lending co-op helped customers last year convert nearly 8,700 loans worth $1.5 billion with a customer interest rate savings of $130 million last year.
As we work with customers, that's one risk can be taken off the table. And if we can lock those rates in now at historically low levels, when rates start back up, that's money in our customers' pockets. And we think that's very important for their long-term survival.
The lending cooperative serves Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
It's safe to say that last year's drought, among other things, demonstrated the value of employing risk management.
In many cases, we would have had several customers who, if they hadn't had crop insurance, may not have been farming this year. And that's really what it's there for. It's that catastrophic loss to keep farmers going in those tough times. And we think it's a very important part of the business, but it also helps us to continue to loan. And so it's one tool, it's one farm program that actually works.
Bill Johnson, President and CEO of Farm Credit MidAmerica, says they've been boosting internal training. They'll continue to encourage conversions of long-term loans to cut risk and explore new programs to prepare for an ever-evolving agriculture.
We've been in a great agricultural economy the last few years, and while we're pleased with that, the long-term nature of agriculture shows there will be ups and downs. We want to make sure we're as healthy as possible so that we can sustain in both good times and bad.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.